Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our two topics today. Firstly, the crucial US inflation report. And secondly, Shell's potential nail in the coffin for the UK stock market. So starting in the US, its inflation number is the most important number in markets today. In our view, it drives everything from the interest rate outlook to that of the economy and company profits. Investors are braced for a hot number from today's March consumer inflation report, with consensus looking for an increase to 3.4% year over year and continuing the stubborn 3% plus levels we've seen over the last 6 months. We do see room, though, for a modest positive inflation surprise if the seasonal January and February increases that we've seen start to ebb and help offset what are going to be higher gasoline prices and the still strong US labor market. If we're wrong and consensus is right, then we think bond yields will keep marching higher, and investors will expect potentially no interest rate cuts this year. This will be bad news. This has been one of the pillars of this bull market so far. And higher bond yields at some point will see a tipping point of impact onto what are already very high and above average US stock valuations. Our second topic is Shell's threat to leave the UK stock market and list in the US. This is both very logical, but also very threatening. Its CEO recently saying it's considering all listing options. This is logical as Shell seeks to narrow the yawning valuation gap between it and US peers. Its price earnings valuation is 9 times, that's 10% below its own long-term average, and a huge 30% below transatlantic peers like the US's Exxon. It's also a systemic threat to the UK stock market, which is already suffering a crisis of confidence with its recent underperformance, its low valuations, and its lack of IPO activity. Shell's 230 billion US market cap is the largest in the benchmark FTSE 100, ahead of the likes of AstraZeneca and HSBC. And it could also put fifth-ranked BP under pressure to consider a similar change, especially given that BP's valuation is even cheaper than Shell's. To put this in context, the UK is already a distant third largest global equity market behind the US that is supersized at over 60% of global investable market cap, with Japan behind it at 5% and the UK now at only 3%. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much.
You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.